Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of The Wizard.
I watched the second half of The Wizard.
And this
is the other half.
Hey, Mike. Fuck you, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Intense chewing in microphone. Sorry.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ethan.
Have you ever seen a movie called The... I don't know how to start this.
Have you ever seen the most brilliant film about the next form of media? The next most evolving... like, because media evolves. We started out with cave paintings. We moved on to hieroglyphics. We had books. We had movable type. We had film. We obviously, before film, we had with the Greeks who created theater. Then we had a theater itself, as well as it started to grow with the Shakespearean times. And then eventually we came up with film. And now what we're seeing in The Wizard is the introduction of a new form of media, a new form of storytelling, which is video games. That's what we're learning about in The Wizard.
We're learning about video games?
And how it can bring people together. And how movies and theater and all other bullshit doesn't matter to anybody anymore. It doesn't touch people as much as video games do. Everyone forgets everything. They forget their troubles. They forget everything. It makes them happier. It brings families together.
It brings unlikely heroes together.
Yes.
To scam money out of people to try to get to California.
Like, yeah, what? That's very true. They do scam a lot of people.
Yeah.
They do. But the little girl scams most of the people.
She does. Also.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Melanie?
Close.
I feel like
Haley.
Yeah. That's close.
Pretty close.
Changes N to H. First off.
Yes.
I'm sweating right now a lot.
Are you?
Second of all.
I'm sorry.
It looked very hot where they're walking around. So The Wizard is a movie about
An old wizard who lives in the woods.
No, he's just an autistic child.
Yeah, is that. Does he call himself Wizard?
No.
Why do they call
everyone
him
calls him Fred Savage.
Fred Savage is in this movie.
Is a friend, and he's trying to get out to California because that's what this kid wanted, because he says it every 10 seconds.
It's his brother, right?
It's his younger brother. I think it's like his stepbrother. No,
is it his stepbrother?
I believe it's a stepbrother. They had an exposition. I didn't pay attention. Sorry.
I do know they have a stepfather.
Yes.
But I don't believe that he is the son of that father.
Anyway, point is, he really wants to go to California.
He really wants to go to California.
For some reason. I don't know why. You'll probably tell me later.
Yes. You don't know that reason.
No, I don't know why.
That's interesting.
All he does is keep going around going, California.
All right.
California. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with this kid.
I think he's autistic.
I'm pretty sure he's autistic.
Well,
because
he's
really,
really wrong with him, I want to fucking slap him in the face. Because he's a little brat. A little bratty.
Really?
Brat.
He seems okay. He doesn't really,
he's not really that bratty.
He's just there. He
That's
doesn't
true.
Actually like,
I
his job is to be good at video games.
Have you ever seen The Wonder Years? Or anything with Fred Savage in it?
I've seen Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. Did you like him in Princess Bride?
He did his job fine.
I've never wanted to slap Fred Savage in my life until I watched this movie.
Really?
He's a little bratty brat.
See, I actually, that's actually one thing I realized in this movie is that I don't really mind him that much.
Really?
At least the first half.
Second half, he's a little annoying.
Okay. He seems to have, like, he's got a lot of kind of semi-annoying characteristics. But
mostly
he's not,
that he's a kid?
Yeah, mostly he's a kid, and his jokes aren't that funny, but he doesn't seem to, like, rub them in your face or anything.
Nah,
of, like,
yeah.
He's just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to say this thing and try to act cool, but I kind of know I'm a dork.
Yeah.
I'm not really trying to be
cool.
He's
definitely reading lines written by, like, middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, I guess. Yeah. Like, very much forced dialogue.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. It's
whatever.
Fine.
It's
this
fine.
Is The Wizard, man. This
Wizard.
Is The Wizard.
It's a movie
this is
made by Nintendo.
Pretty
for
much.
Nintendo.
Pretty much. It's a big ad for Nintendo.
For Nintendo. Very big ad.
And I was like, man, look at that kid. He's really good at Double Dragon. He's really good at Double
really
Dragon.
He's really good at Ninja Gaiden.
He's really good at Ninja Gaiden.
They call it Gaiden in the movie.
They call it Gaiden because they don't know.
Because they're American.
Because they're American.
Yeah.
They had, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think that's all the games I saw. I feel like there might have been one more. There's some weird racing game.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
man,
saw that one. Yeah.
This is the scene where the kid pulls out a power glove.
Yes.
And physically beats him. No, he doesn't. Like, beats him with the video game with a power glove. And
yeah.
I just look at that. I'm like, this, I was okay with this movie and I suspended my disbelief until that kid beat the other kid with a power glove.
Because no one can ever beat any game.
No
with
one can
power
do anything
glove.
With a power glove.
No.
No one can get a game to work
but
with
But it
a
looks
power
cool
glove.
With a power glove.
He does. He says, it's a power glove. It's bad.
It is bad.
That's what he says. It's bad. And I'm like, yeah, it is bad. 90s kid.
Now, having never, ever used a power glove before, like, having never known about the shittiness of a power glove, if you were to have seen this movie and you were, like, the target audience, 7, 8, 10 years old, mm-hmm. would you have wanted a power glove?
Yes, because that kid was badass.
Yeah. What was his name? He was a little shit, right? He was a villain.
Was it Jimmy?
Jimmy?
No.
Jimmy was the autistic kid.
Oh, oops. Oops. He was a badass too.
He's a badass.
He didn't need no power glove.
He didn't need no social skills.
He what was that kid's name? It was a dumb name. I listened as soon as he said it. I was like, man, that's a kid.
I don't know.
That's a wussy name, man.
The names of all the kids are Jimmy, Corey is Fred Savage, and Haley's the girl. I don't know the other kid's names.
When I first saw Haley, I thought
Ellen with an E.
Huh?
Ellen and E's. Like E, Jimmy, Kimmy.
It's almost like someone was writing Corey. A script and was like, can we just put E's at the end?
That's probably
cool. When I first saw Haley, I thought she was a little boy. Yeah, someone disguised as a little boy. Because she did the thing where she was looking at a magazine and then she dips her head down like, oh my God, it's a little boy in a wig.
Yeah, and her hair looks like a wig too. Yeah, it looks like a really terrible really fake. Girl wig. It
looks really fake.
Yeah. I thought she was actually a good actress.
Actually, I was going to say, she's pretty good in the movie.
She stole a show.
Yeah, she really did.
I'll say that. She was better than most of the adults. She actually like committed.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the adults in the movie?
I recognize the dad, the real dad.
Bo Bridges.
Yeah.
That's Jeff Bridges' brother, I believe.
Really? I didn't know that. I recognized him from other stuff, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's Jeff Bridges' brother. I believe it's his older brother.
Does everyone call him Bobo?
Bobo! Bobo Bridges!
Bobo
Bridges.
Bobo, I'm like a dog. Jeff is like, let's feed my brother Bobo over there. He really likes treats, and then they beat him up, and then he got really sad, and then his acting career didn't take off as
much. Not at all. Did you see Bobo Bridges' son?
Yeah, but I didn't recognize him.
You didn't recognize him. Mm-hmm. It's Christian Slater right there, buddy.
What?
Yeah. You didn't. I recognized him immediately.
No, I don't know actually what Christian Slater looks like.
Oh, do you like Christian Slater?
I don't know really what he's in.
Oh, you fool. He's been a lot of stuff.
Name one thing.
He was a Quiet Man. He's a very good movie, but not anything he's known for. He's known usually for action. Like he was in that movie, that shitty movie, Alone in the Dark. Was that the movie?
Yeah. That's another video game movie.
It's another video game movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, that one was based on a video game. This is
based on the idea of video games.
Yeah.
There's a great scene where Christian Slater and
Bo Bridges.
I was going to call him Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham.
They were not liking each other.
No.
And then, Christian Slater built a Nintendo.
He built a Nintendo.
Well, he repaired it. He found it and then repaired it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh.
And then he's like, I'm going to bed or whatever. And Bo Bridges wakes up and just like
starts playing it.
And he's super good. And by the time Christian Slater wakes up, he looks at him and goes, man, what are you doing? He's like, I'm so good. Just video game. I got the scroll and I'm doing so good. I'm beating everything. I'm obsessed with this game. After thinking video games are stupid, mind you.
Yeah.
Super obsessed with it.
See, video games bring people together. All we need to do is give video games a chance. All that we're saying is give video games a chance.
You know, it's interesting because this happened after the, this was in the heyday of the arcades when it started up and they're kind of starting to get over the home consoles. And this was after, the fateful video game crash of the 80s.
Yes.
And this is when it's starting to recover and kind of getting mainstream.
After the whole Atari crash.
So it's an interesting way to kind of push it and be like, whoa, check it out. Video game championships, which is also something that, it's very real nowadays, but
not a different thing.
It's also, I don't know.
If you look at like the people that they assume will play these games, like back then it's all kids.
Yeah.
It's all ugly kids. But nowadays it's like full grown men.
Yeah. Well, all those kids grew up eventually.
Well, yeah, but there's not any kids, like little kids That's also true. Playing. You know what I mean? It's all just a man's game. It's a man's world now.
Man's world.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird about it is the video game. The way I wonder about the tournament is how do you. Okay, you probably saw a tournament.
Yes.
Like they went to a tournament. They had to have gone to the tournament.
I should ask you how this movie ends because you don't know anything.
No, I'll figure it out in a second. But okay. let me know.
Go ahead.
All right. So this tournament. Oh my God, it's so hot in here. This tournament.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Thanks for blowing on me. Give me a blowy. The thing is, how do you go about gauging? Like, do you just go on points and like best out of these five games that we've curated and selected?
Mm.
Is that what it is?
Should I tell you?
All right.
So
my imagination.
Your imagination is this.
Your imagination is
just the end of the wizard.
The end of the wizard is just Fred Savage crying at the end. As his brother died because he pushed him too far to play too many video games. No, I don't think that actually would happen. What I think actually happened is...
Wait, have we even mentioned the plot of this movie?
Okay, look, this kid wants to go to California. He says a lot. He gets sent to a mental home by his step-parent.
Yeah, his stepfather.
Yeah, stepfather, which, you know, maybe good for him. Maybe in the long run. I don't know. But, you know, Fred Savage ain't about that life. Mm-hmm. And he wants to not basically break him out and go to California because his kid keeps running away and trying to go to California. And so Fred's like,
Why do they jump to the conclusion that it's because of the video game tournament that he wants to go to California?
They don't. It's not why, actually. Oh. He just wants to go to California, and then it turns out he's also really good at video games halfway through.
So they just assume that he wants to do the video game tournament?
No, because at one point, Haley? Is that her name?
Yeah, Haley.
Haley Joel Osment.
It was a boy.
Man, that does make a lot of sense. Should she grow up to be kind of chubby?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Haley's like trying to con people, and she's like, this is the ultimate con. Let's go to the video game championship.
She's a big con.
Make him enter and win because he's the best.
Oh, so it's her plan.
Yeah, it's her plan. Okay. At the beginning, it was just Fred trying to get to
just
California.
Just going to California. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
It's funny because Fred's like, I want to buy tickets to, can I get a bus ticket to California? And he's like, where?
Yeah.
How about Los Angeles? Okay. Thanks, kid. Thanks, Fred Savage.
How do they have the money to go?
He doesn't. That's the point. So he's trying to, they try to, you know,
how do they
game
scam
the system.
Gaming the system?
No, so their idea is that they want to game the system by ripping people off and saying like, hey, but you can't beat my kid. I'll put $20
That's
on it or
stupid.
Whatever. Yeah, and then they start making money that way. It's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
But anyway,
yeah,
that's the plot of the beginning. And the eventually they have, you know, all these kerfuffles. Oh, there's a B plot. The B plot is that the stepfather sent a child finder, like an Amber Alert finder person.
Yes.
Really weird.
You've now brought up the most tragic character of this entire film.
Is he tragic?
He's my favorite character of the movie.
All right, I'll get into that later.
What's his name?
Douchebag.
No!
Yeah.
They keep saying Putnam.
Something like that. I don't know, he's weird. Anyway, the point is, he's going to go through and he's trying to, basically tracking down these kids.
Yes.
He's doing a terrible job. While at the same time, the father and the brother of Fred Savage and whatever his face is.
Bo.
Corey.
Corey in the house.
Basically, are trying to find him, and it's not working. Mm-hmm. They just can't get to him. It's too much.
I cannot reach these kids.
Can't reach them. They're just too far. They're too fast.
Can't shake them.
Too fast. Stay on target. Stay on California. Stay on California.
All right.
And so that's kind of the whole plot. So basically, where I got to is the dad and the child finder guy keep bumping into each other and having wacky antics. Because the child finder guy's a douchebag, though.
How?
He stabbed, he took the tires out of the car.
What car?
The dad's car.
The real dad's car?
Yeah, the real dad's car.
Why would he do that?
Because he wants to find the kids for himself so he can get his own money.
Right.
Because he's like, if someone else finds them, I won't get paid.
Right.
So he's trying
to do a job.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to take the tires out of that guy. He took the tires out.
Of the guy?
The dad, he takes the tires, he stabs him with the thing, and they deflate, and the dad is mad, and the dad goes, and he gets a shovel, and he starts smashing the other guy's car, because that's what you do when someone messes with your ride, you mess with their ride,
right.
And the guy, for some reason, little stupid idiot child finder guy is like crying, he's like, you're a madman, it's like, dude, you took the tires out of his car, you struck first, you're the idiot, fuck you, you're an asshole.
He drew first blood.
He did.
Okay, I didn't know that.
First blood.
I didn't know that.
Does that color your perception?
Slightly, yes.
Yeah? What tone?
A color of like a light blue. Darker blue.
There you go.
Very dark blue.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I got. So what happens at the end is they all drive in a big happy family because they're kind of, you know, not the
three
kids.
Why are they happy?
The three kids are not happy. I'm sorry. They get there. They get to the tournament. He doesn't win, but he gets like a come up or something. Corey gets a come up somehow.
A come up?
He doesn't actually win. Yeah, come up. You know what come up is?
No, like a comeuppance?
Yeah, comeuppance, but like in a good way. He gets you know, haven't you ever been on Instagram and kids like, yo, mini come ups for the day. I went to In-N-Out and they forgot my fries. And I said, hey, you forgot my fries. So they gave me a free shake. Hashtag mini come ups.
I did not. No, I'm never on Instagram.
It's probably a good reason. Actually, it makes sense, actually. Yeah, it's for the best. But yeah, it's really dumb. I hate that term. Point is, he gets...
But you just used it.
I just used it.
Yeah, it's evading.
It's called irony.
Okay.
Irony. Irony. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm losing my mind, dude. It's too hot.
I'm slowly losing it. Yeah.
I'm losing it. Just like Corey loses a tournament. He loses the tournament.
Corey loses the tournament. That's Jimmy.
I think he loses it. Wait, Jimmy.
Jimmy should lose the tournament. Corey's not playing.
I mix them all up, man. They're all got the E's at the end.
Yeah, they do.
Jimmy loses the tournament, but he gets like a good close, you know, something happens to him and he gets like get money or something. Fred gets the girl because there's a weird attention thing.
The girl. Yeah.
Because he's Fred Savage, man.
It's Fred Savage.
Look at that kid.
Look at him, fucking face.
Look at his tubby little face.
Cheeks.
And his weird, he's got Richie cheeks. Rich hair.
He does have Richie Rich hair.
So, excuse me. I'm dying here. My spit is like, there's a lot of it because it's so hot.
Spit is spit. Known to grow in your mouth.
Yeah, grow hot. In my mouth like a crazy tumor. And then they eventually find him, and then the dumb kid finder doesn't get it, you know? He doesn't get the kids.
Yeah.
The dad and the brother find the kids, and the dad and the brother bond the entire way, and they're good friends because they're having troubles because the kid brother was starting to drink and do bad hoodlum things, like take his car and get it muddy. Woo! Don't take dad's car. We'll get a buddy. Woo, boy. Daddy's going to get mad.
He's going to come ass. And
he's going to take your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game and he's going to beat the shit out of it at you and he's going to make you sad.
Yeah.
Feel bad about your life.
He should.
Good. And then, everyone's happy at the end.
Okay, cool.
And also.
So why did he want to go to California? Just to be in California?
His mom is in California.
His mom is not in California.
Maybe she's dead.
She's dead?
I think she's dead.
She's alive the whole movie.
No, his other mom. Oh, maybe he's a stepmom. Oh my God.
He's a stepmom?
He's the stepbrother. He's a stepbrother, I think.
No, he's not. He's the real brother. Him and Corey are real brothers.
And the older guy, the older brother is like stepbrother?
No, I think that's their real brother too.
I'm pretty sure it's a
stepbrother. I have no idea. I honestly don't know what their family is like.
I don't know either. No. Yeah, it's almost like they had an exposition dump that was really boring and I didn't pay attention to it.
Oh, maybe.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But yeah, so I think it's his real mom's there. I think Jimmy's real mom is there.
You think Jimmy's real mom is there? Okay.
California.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting
thing. What a good actor, man. He just had to look at
it. Do you think he was acting? I don't know. Do you think he just has like severe autism?
No, because he said like...
The actor?
I've been around kids with autism.
Yeah.
They don't form complete sentences very often. And he formed a complete sentence out of the blue. And I was like,
Oh, so he's just acting.
Yeah, I think he's acting.
Okay.
I think he's acting. But I don't know. I mean, maybe he was less on the autism spectrum than he led to believe. Because he seems like he's pretty, you know.
Autistic in
pretty
the movie.
Autistic. But he's quiet, so.
He has like a full monologue near the end of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he isn't. Maybe he is just like super shy.
Maybe. It's a possibility. I don't know. He is weird. Okay, so let me see. Where do I start? I've got a lot of shit written here. So let's start by talking about the accuracy of these video games which are being played. So you brought up that Bo Bridges plays video games and he likes it because he eventually starts playing video games, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Ninja Turtles got that scroll.
He does.
Got that scroll.
Are there scrolls in the game?
I don't know, man. Ninja Turtles is not a good game for NES.
All right. So.
All about the arcade edition.
I'm going to read. So at one point he's playing video games and he says the following things. He just passed the River Devil. And he has the cross and the key, and he was just about to face the barbarian. What game do you think he's playing on the Nintendo?
Ninja Gaiden.
Nope.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
Double Dragon.
No.
Mario.
No. Man.
Sonic the Hedgehog. No, sorry. Excuse me. That would not be in this.
No.
Tetris.
With the River Devil, the barbarian, the cross and the key. You think he's playing Tetris?
Across the key. Zelda.
Yeah. Because he also says Hyrule at some point, too.
Man, you should just said that.
No, because I wanted to see if I hadn't have said what the game actually was with the Hyrule, if you would have guessed it by hearing River Devil, Barbarian, Cross, and Key. You didn't.
Oh, the key kind of.
Key does. Key and the cross are helpful. But the fact that he also mentioned a River Devil and a Barbarian isn't. And then they show it on screen. And I don't think he's really playing. I don't think he's really playing Zelda.
Why not?
Because isn't Zelda usually like a top-down game?
Is he doing the side scroller?
Yeah.
No, that's Zelda 2.
Oh, is that Zelda 2?
Zelda 2 is a side scroller.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe he was playing it.
All right, you don't know.
But when he's playing, he's like jumping up and down, and he's like,
oh yeah, he's freaking out. He's crazy, man.
He's insane. There's no way you would play a Zelda game like that. Like, especially since
have you ever given a controller to
an adult? No, it's very strange to see.
And how they act when like playing a racing game, they always turn the control.
I do that though.
Man, you're fucking weird. No, I'm just kidding.
I jump up and down when I play, but it's usually
so get it go.
But not when I'm just doing a side scroller. Like if I'm just moving from one location to another, I'm not gonna be jumping up around and like pressing buttons randomly.
Yeah, a good side scroller then, man.
Haven't I?
Yeah, well, I guess you wouldn't be jumping around randomly. It's very precision.
Yeah.
It's more of a hack and slash type game, so yeah. It's not like platforming. So okay. It's not like Mario. It's more like, I don't know.
It's more like Zelda.
Zelda, yeah. It's more like Zelda.
Honestly. At one point, okay, so let's get into this story a little bit. So, Haley is a little fucking cheat. She knows all these fucking truckers for some reason.
Yeah,
you
but the truckers
that?
Betrayed her. In my thing, she was betrayed by the truckers.
What, how?
I don't know. They just roughed him up for money. They're like, pay us more. And then out of nowhere.
Is there a black guy in there named Spanky?
No.
There's a black guy named Spanky.
Spanky's an excellent name.
Especially for a giant black guy who hangs out with a little white girl for some reason.
Yeah, man, you know.
So they go to Reno at one point to make money.
Oh, yeah. She's from Reno.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go to Reno.
She said it's the biggest small city in America.
Yeah, and they show the sign that says that even.
Wow.
So it's clear that Haley is not an original person. So they go to Reno and she just knows how to play craps. She's just really good at gambling.
Dude, that makes sense.
Why?
Because she hangs out with truckers. Truckers love gambling. What do you think they do all
the
time?
Like, what do you think her home life is like, Haley? Do you see your parents at all?
She talked about it.
Yeah, what are they like?
She was on she doesn't like her mom that much. She thinks her dad's pretty cool. I don't remember.
No.
But her dad drives around in trucks all the time, so she goes with him most of the time. Mm. But he wants to send her back because he doesn't want her to be on the road all the time.
Ooh.
So, you know, during summer, though, she hangs out with him most of the time and then gets sent back to her mom to do school.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you know, she's got.
What do you think her mom does for a living?
Oh, she's a showgirl.
Oh, okay. So
I mentioned that.
What the fuck?
What?
Fuck this movie. So there's this big old fucking monologue. She's like, yeah, my home life sucks. I know. My mom cheats. That's why she's so good at gambling.
Oh, see, they didn't mention that.
But it's like, if she's a showgirl, she clearly, like, doesn't have a good home life. Like, she goes home and it's like a trailer.
Really? That's really assumptive, Mike.
In Reno?
You're right. No, but I mean, that you can't extrapolate that. Like, she could have been a showgirl.
Whoa, that was a great word, Ethan.
She can't. Shut up, dude. It's hot. I'm getting the weird parts of my brain.
No, that was a legitimately good word.
I know. Shut up. Okay. I don't want to act smart in front of you. I'm sorry. So basically,
yeah.
What if she was a showgirl in Vegas?
She wasn't. She was in Reno. You said she was from Reno.
She was from Reno. It doesn't mean her mom like performed in Reno.
You think she drives all the way to Vegas just to be a showgirl?
I don't know where Reno is in relation to Vegas. I feel like it's close.
You think so? If people go to Reno, why not just go to Vegas?
That's a good point. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
She did make a comment where she's like, yeah, my mom's a showgirl, really pretty. She has nice legs. I think I got her nice legs. You know, see Fred, and it was like, he just didn't care. He's so, like, what about my brother?
So they're in Reno, and they're gambling, and they cheat at craps, apparently.
How do you cheat at craps?
I have no fucking idea. Or at least she knows how to play it and knows how to, like, really...
There's no way. It's all chance.
There's one part where Spanky, the black guy, is playing craps, and he's, like, rolling. And then the girl who's, like, across the fucking casino is screaming orders at him as to what he should do next. And he listens, and they make, like, $400. And she gives him $10 and he's like, aw. And she's like, come on. And he goes, okay. And they use those $400 to buy a bunch of junk and also to play video games so they can like learn how to play video games, preparing.
Oh, like going to the court, like the arcade cabinets.
Yeah, the arcade cabinets.
Wait.
Yeah.
You can't do that with crafts. You can't yell out like, but on black, I bet the dice, unless like the dice were loaded. Did she slip in loaded dice?
There's I have no fucking idea. I don't think so.
There's no way. Because no way. It's not
she's like do this. It's and not, then he doesn't. She makes like, $400.
It's not like poker where you can like count cards. You can be really good at that. There's no way because it's dice. It's random.
Exactly. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
The only thing, whatever.
It doesn't make sense. No. It does not make any fucking sense. Either way. So she calls Nintendo Gameplay and asks for tips and tricks on how to play the arcade games in order to like practice and prepare, right?
Yes.
And can you do that? Can you just fucking call Nintendo and ask how you play their games?
Yes, actually you could. Back in the day, they had a Nintendo hotline. There was a number you would call in the manual and say like, hey, do you want hot tips?
So that's what she does. And she does this for hours on end. keeps this one poor guy on the line forever. Yeah. Anyway, so then the guy shows up, the dude who has been following them, Jimmy, mm-hmm. wanting to get Jimmy back. And he shows up and goes to grab Timmy, or Jimmy, Timmy, goes to grab Jimmy, Jim Jam Jimmy, goes to all grab Jimmy. And Haley sees this, and in the last minute of trying to protect Jimmy, she points at the guy and screams. And if anyone has seen the Nostalgia Critic review of this, they know that he makes way too big of a deal out of this. She points at the man and screams at the top of her lungs, "He touched my breast!" And then he gets arrested for molestation charges.
What?
Yes. 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 And then that's how they escape. And then,
wow, that got dark.
Yeah. It gets darker though too, because then he says probably what is the most creepiest line I've ever heard in the movies we've seen for this. And that includes Pink Flamingos. Hmm. He is calling up the mom to say like update her, like update the mom as to like what's going on. And he says, "I touched her breast. She doesn't even have breasts," which is a little creepy to be saying about a little girl.
Yeah. Not wrong though. I mean,
all right.
It's just too young.
And so,
I mean, it's never mind.
So then they go, they finally make it to California. I remember how they make it to California. And do you know where the thing's being held? Do you know like what place in California is being held?
Let me guess.
Go ahead. He's thinking really hard. His face is turning red. Steam's coming out of his eyes.
LA Convention Center.
Close, no. Universal Studios Hollywood.
Okay, why not? It's not close at all.
No, it isn't. So they go to Universal Studios Hollywood, and that's where it takes place. And so they play the first game, which is Ninja Gaiden. I know it's Ninja Gaiden because they make a big mention of it. And then they say, now it's time for the second game. The game, the last game that they're going to play. There's only two games they're going to play. Oh, yeah. Here's how it's done. So
thank you.
I need to tell you because you asked.
I want to know.
Doesn't make any fucking sense. They score on points.
That makes sense.
All right. So that's what they do. They score on points of the game. So I guess the game collects as many points as you make.
Yeah.
And the person who has the highest points of the group that goes in continues on to the like semifinals. And after like what must be thousands of kids, they make it down to three after just Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden's a hard game.
Is it?
It's very hard.
Well, there you go. So they've got three kids. They've got the ass kid, the jerk kid.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a little girl, not even a little girl, some chick with pigtails. And Jimmy. Jimmy makes it to the end.
Of course.
His number, by the way, is 427, which if you add the numbers up together, make 13. So bad. Unlucky. So then they reveal that they're going to play a game for the second of the semifinals.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an all new game, a game that no one's ever played before. Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And everyone's complaining. Fred Savage says, "This is so unfair. How can they give us a new game?" But it's like,
that makes it more fair.
That makes it more fair.
Yeah, because then everyone's on the same playing field.
And like, you're seeing a new fucking game. Like, stop complaining, you little dick.
Seriously. Also, New Super Mario Bros. 3 was not actually out at that time. Did you know that?
No.
So that was a brand new thing, even in the movie.
Yeah.
Where they're showing Mario Bros. 3 and advertising like a new game that wasn't even out yet.
I want you to remember that. I want you to fucking remember that, you son of a bitch. You son of a fucking bitch.
Okay.
I want you to
fucking keep
that in your fucking head.
Keep it in my dumb head.
So there's a bunch of like fucking hijinks.
Hey,
happen.
Super Mario Brothers wasn't out at the time. Super Mario Bros. 3 was not out. Just want to let you know.
Thank you. Remember that, audience.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So, a bunch of fucking hijinks happen at Universal Studios Hollywood. By the way, did you know that Super Mario Bros. 3 wasn't out at the time that the movie's made? So, a bunch of fucking hijinks happen all over Universal Studios Hollywood. They go on the fucking tram tour.
Yeah. Was King Kong there?
Yes,
he's
actually.
He's dead.
I know. He's burned to death.
He's burned to death. They murdered him.
But you see him in this movie. Okay. This is
you
why.
You see King Kong? Does he come out? He's like, "Play Donkey Kong."
Oh, King I didn't even Quartus. Think about that. But they go onto the studio tour and you see Donkey Kong, but then like the kids get
wait,
off
of- you mean King Kong?
Fuck!
Donkey Kong isn't in Universal Studios. Did you know they're actually going to put Nintendo characters in Universal Studios?
Are they really?
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Now?
So, yeah, now. Like in 2017, 16, something like that. They're going to put some-
Universal's fucking up in their game, by the way. They've got fucking like Harry Potter.
Yeah, and they got video games, dude. And,
like video games. They're going to fucking-
We'll see. We'll see how that
you
goes.
You know what fucking Disney has? Fucking Avatar. Fuck you.
What? Avatar?
Yeah, Avatar Land. Like James Cameron's Avatar.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was thinking more about Star Wars Land. Come
Star
on.
Star Wars. See, even Disney's got Star Wars. Oh, wait. Yeah, Disney's got Star Wars.
Yeah, that's good.
But that's all. They've only got Star Wars. That's only, all. Oh, they've got Marvel too. Yeah. Ah, fuck it. Maybe they're.
But Universal doesn't care. They're like, come on in, Mario. Hang out with me with that Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
So a bunch of fucking hijinks happen and they stumble in back into the tournament and they start playing.
Oh. Yes. Do they play New Super Mario Brothers 3, which hasn't come out
You're
yet at the
right.
time?
They do that. Now remember that.
I gotta stop saying New Super Mario Bros. Because that's the game of the new games. It's not accurate. Someone's gonna yell at me.
That's true. So they start playing, and miraculously, both Haley and Corey seem to know about a warp level in the game.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this part.
How the fuck
exactly.
do they know anything about this game if it's a new game no one's ever played?
Maybe they saw a glitch and they're like, that thing looks funky.
It's like, they're like, look for the warp. It's going to get you all these points. No one knows. No one should know anything about this game because they've made it very obvious that this game is new and no one's ever played it before.
Mr. Miyamoto came out.
Mr. Miyamoto shows up.
Shows up.
Like, and he's like, I have made a Pac-Man. He is my son. And then he goes out. Then he goes out and he touches Pac-Man and Pac-Man bites his hand. Oh, and he goes, kill the stupid thing. And then Adam Sandler goes, oh shit. And then he shoots Pac-Man.
All right. I was mad at you at first, even though, because it's not the creator of Pac-Man, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Miyamoto would not subject himself to something so stupid.
It's true. He wouldn't.
He made Jim Henson puppets of himself.
He did?
Yes. And they're fantastic.
I've seen these. That's awesome.
All the three characters.
Oh, was that at the, that was in E3,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, E3.
Oh man. Jim That's Henson right. Puppets. I saw the, it wasn't just him too. It was, what's his face as well. The, my body's ready, man.
Reggie Watts. Reggie Filmese or something like that. I can't remember how his name is.
Yeah.
And Sir Iwata.
My body's Reggie.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So I got very angry about the fact that they should not know about the fucking warp. They see all this other shit like, oh, you know, watch out for this. But it's like, you don't fucking know anything about this game. This is the first time you're playing this game. You shouldn't know anything about it.
Luckily, I bet that kid's really good at blocking him out.
Just yeah, like, that's good. That's a good
these
point.
These guys just know so annoying.
So I thought the same thing you did, which was that Jimmy was going to lose. However, he does not. He wins the game because he finds the warp and
He cheats. Kind of, not really.
And everyone shows up. The man who's been hunting him, the parents, Bo Bridges and Christian Slater show up. I don't look at his last name because I was going to say Burnham too. All of them show up and they all cheer for Jimmy. Video games have brought them together. Whereas, you know, at Universal brought them apart. You know, movies brought them apart. There's a lot of scenes where they show like the movie monsters, the old movie monsters like Frankenstein and Wolfman show up. And no one's scared of them anymore. It's not entertaining anymore. But you know what brings them back together? Video games. So then they win. I don't know what they win. Money, right?
$50,000.
Whoop.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah? Would it pay for a trip from wherever the fuck they're from? Utah?
$50,000? Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm glad they paid off that one fucking trip.
I'm sure they have more left over.
You think so?
$50,000 is a lot.
It's not enough to me. I want more.
Wow. You're greedy.
I'm like the guy in Wolf of Wall Street.
One more. Did you ever do cocaine off hooker's butt?
No. No, but
well, you're not like the guy from Wolf of Wall Street.
I had a candlestick shoved on my butt once.
Did you get it melted? Yeah, did you get it melted on you?
No, God, yeah. That was so weird.
No, man, don't knock, dude. Probably like. Also, I like touching candle wax. Not like that though.
Shit's going down at the other half.
You never touched like candle wax. It's been like
I burned
hot.
Something the other day.
That's not the same. Stop avoiding the question. Have you ever had like a candle and like stuck your finger in the candle wax and like, whoa, and then like it would dry?
No.
And then you touch it again and you get like a huge bunch of candle. Like you basically have a candle on your finger and it's dope.
I've never done
also,
this.
It burns the shit out of your finger and you don't realize it because you're stupid.
But it does, and then you have no fingerprints. You're like the Men in Black.
You found me out.
So then they win. They drive back to wherever the fuck they're from. Is it Utah? I don't know. Idaho?
They don't look Mormon.
They don't look Mormon, that's true. But they've got a weird family, so they might be Mormon.
Nah, too much divorce.
That's true.
If it was Mormon, they would all be together.
That's true. One big, happy Mormon family.
Big, happy Mormon family.
So they're driving back home, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy looks out his window, and he sees those...
Sorry, Mormons.
Sorry. Fuck them.
Okay, all right. Never mind.
I've got Mormon friends. I'm no... No one likes being Mormon. So you look out, Jimmy looks out the window and he sees a bunch of statues of dinosaurs. And he just starts saying, California. And then he's like, stop, California. And then they stop the car and he runs to the dinosaurs. You know those dinosaurs that are in like Pee-wee's Big Adventure? Like those dinosaurs.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No.
I'm going to just ignore that. So.
No, I have to explain what the dinosaurs look like because I've never seen them.
They're big. Like they kind of just look like model paper mache dinosaurs.
But they're really big, right?
They're like really huge. Fucking big.
Okay, I've seen those.
They're like, you know, they're like real. Side they of the exist. Road. Yeah, they're like side of the dinosaurs. So they go into the dinosaurs. He runs into the dinosaurs. They follow him in. And he's hiding inside of the dinosaurs, inside of like a little stage. With like a curtain, he hides behind the curtain and they open the curtain. He's in the stage. Another allusion to entertainment from the past, by the way. And he's sitting in the stage and he shows him a picture of the big happy family, which includes Christian Slater, Bo Bridges, their mommy. It's Jimmy's there. Corey's there, who's Fred Savage, obviously. And a little girl.
Oh, it's a sister.
His sister died.
Forgot about that. You they forgot? Did mention that.
What am I going to fucking do with you, Ethan? Fucking main character dies. One of the most important characters. One of the most important characters in Jimmy's life dies. You didn't even mention it.
It was the beginning of the exposition dump. And I just said, fuck remembering this.
Well, that's important, Ethan. That's apparently why Jimmy doesn't talk very much anymore. So his fucking sister died. You fucking asshole. The fucking girl dies. She didn't even care. So... So the whole reason he wanted to go to California was because it was their last trip together. And after the divorce and the fucking sister dying, he wants to leave all of this box of pictures of his sister there. And this dinosaur.
So there is a picture of them all at that dinosaur.
Yes.
Earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And pictures of his sister.
You know, that makes sense. Cause at one point, the brother was talking to dad saying, remember that time I went to California and had like all the good times there? Like those are the good old days. Like we're all a big family and all that stuff. And wow.
So there you go.
Look at that. That is some decent movie making.
Some decent storytelling.
Some decent storytelling.
So that's pretty much the end. And then a very cheesy song plays at the end of the credits. I was going to try to analyze
some
it.
Pretty good
meaning.
Music in this
movie. Yeah. Like
pretty
what?
80s music. Pretty good.
80s music. Well, no, it's either 80s music or it's good. Pick one.
No. Look, there's a subset of 80s music. It's called good 80s music.
Oh, yeah.
It's really deep and underground. You might not have heard it.
Definitely never heard it on the radio.
Every step you take,
I'll be watching you.
Yep, that song's on there.
Yeah. Is it really? Why? So. Who sings that song?
I don't remember. Just the movie. The music was good, but very out of place.
Very out of place, indeed. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the end of my notes. So, Ethan, let's get down to brass tacks here, buddy.
What?
What do you think about this movie?
4 out of 10.
Really?
No, 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd pretty much agree with you. 5 to 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't bad. It was dumb.
It was super dumb. It was never bored, though. I was very entertained.
Yeah.
I liked it. And the
storytelling actually
fun.
Seemed like fairly competent. The kid actors, for having kid actors, they weren't super annoying. Like,
no.
That's a real big risk to have all kid actors. That's already like points on the board for not having annoying kid actors.
Yeah.
Because that's tough.
Fred Savage kind of grinded me a little bit.
A little bit.
Like we went to the club and grinded on me a little
bit. It's a little weird. Did you do the nay-nay?
We did the nay-nay. We did the stanky leg.
The stanky leg, man.
Imagine little Fred Savage doing the stanky leg.
I don't want to imagine Fred Savage doing anything. It's like adult themed. At one point, the kid with the power glove puts on the power glove. He's like my power glove. And Fred Savage's like, yeah, whatever. Keep that power glove off her. I was like, oh. All right, that was weird.
There was a lot of weird, like, okay, when the
movie, I feel like he's got, like, all the dad jokes. Like, he's just dad jokes.
Yeah, but it's, like, again, like, it's, like, written by, like, 50, 40-year-old men for a little boy. But then, okay, like, there's a scene at the end where the little girl, Haley, she goes over and she kisses Jimmy, like, on the cheek. And then she goes over and she kisses Fred Savage on the cheek. Even after kissing him on the lips before.
Whoa.
Yeah,
you didn't tell me that.
There's one part where she's like, where he's like, he like is like talking to her about like her mother, and she's like getting really sad, and he leans over like he's gonna kiss her, and she pushes him away, and she goes, I don't kiss boys, and he says, well, do you kiss girls? And she's like, oh, and then they kiss on the lips. And then the scene ends.
Interesting.
Because they have sex.
Whoa. No. first he grinded on you and then he has sex with her.
Sex with her.
I thought you were getting it.
Anyway,
I thought you were getting it.
So then
that Nene, man.
I feel so cheated on. So then so she kisses Jimmy on the cheek, and then she kisses Fred Savage on the cheek. And then Jimmy goes over and kisses her on the cheek, and then they all laugh. And it would be cute, except for it's like, you know, the person who wrote that, it's like a 40, 50-year-old balding fat man. You know the person filming this is like a 40, 50-year-old balding fat man. And it's just creepy to think about, like, the makers of the film forcing these three kids to do this. You know?
It's always creepy, though. Think about that with any movie, like, what actors have to go through, you know?
I guess, but if the kid actors, I don't know, like, sometimes it's cute, right? Like, sometimes it's cute if kids, like, are, like, doing
cute things.
Don't
think their moms are on the set, like, hanging out, and, like, they got a parental
maybe, units. But if the kids are, I don't know, if this filmmaking is good enough and the kid actors are good enough, I feel like you can suspend your disbelief a little bit. Like,
but you couldn't, you just thought about creepy old
Yes, because of the way it was filmed and written. Like, have you ever seen Moonrise Kingdom?
No, but I heard about that scene.
There's that scene. But it's like, it's a little bit, okay, I think a lot of people were very creeped out by it. But I don't know, like, the way it's handled, because the kid actors are good, it's like, you can suspend your disbelief enough to be like, these are just kids trying it out. Like, you know, like, or like, when they're in the scene, when they're like the woods alone, even when it isn't like a weird sexual thing, even when they're in the kids, when they're in the woods alone and they're flirting, it's not creepy. It's not creepy at all. But when you're watching this, it's fucking creepy. It's very creepy because the kid actors feel like they're forced to be there. None of them want them to be there.
Really?
Yeah. Fred Savage does not look like he wants to be kissed by a girl. And the girl does not look like he wants to kiss Fred Savage.
No girl wants to kiss Fred Savage. Only
especially
you, Mike.
Now. Have you seen Fred Savage now?
I don't want to.
He looks. I thought Haley Joel like Osment got the bad end of the stick.
I was going to say, do you look like Patton Oswalt? Because I feel like
he kind of he kind of looks like Patton Oswalt.
Okay, because I was going to say Patton Oswalt looks like an old version of Fred Savage.
Patton Oswalt's adorable.
You know, the kid.
Patton Oswalt looks like a marshmallow. Like a balding marshmallow.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Imagine Patton Oswalt naked. People have seen Patton Oswalt naked. Think about that. Think about how weird that is. His big fucking belly. Imagine, oh my God, imagine Kevin Smith naked. Jesus Christ.
Imagine Danny DeVito naked.
Oh, man. He just looks like a hairy mushroom.
It's a lot of unattractive men you could think about naked.
Yeah, there are. But yeah, this movie was fine. It was okay. I mean, I wasn't offended.
No, it was actually very refreshing after the last two movies
I was
very happy to watch this movie.
It was.
I was like, damn, this movie is just so wholesome.
It was very
teaching
wholesome.
Good home family values.
Playing video games.
Also, it's weird to think that like how video games have changed. Like, you could not make this movie now at all.
You don't think so?
Unless like a kid was like, I'm joining an esports team where I have to sit in a house all day and play video games forever to get really good so I could compete internationally against the Chinese.
That'd be
really weird.
That'd be a very weird premise. The weirdest thing about the movie too, like if you were to make it nowadays, is it would be weird to see that young of a kid playing video games, like tournament wise. He would show up to the tournament and be a bunch of like neckbeards playing it.
Yeah. The age for kids, the optimal age for a pro gamer though is like 17 to 24.
Exactly. And so that young, like how old do you say he is? Like 10, 11?
Yeah.
Like imagine
video games were for kids back then. Things are different, not mainstream anymore. No one sits around and watches like, you know, people play. No, video games are not on ESPN, but now they are.
That's true.
So
things
have
changed. Yeah, but I mean, what else is on ESPN? Fucking dodgeball?
I don't know. National sports?
No, like there's shit on ESPN.
That's true.
Remember they used to do
there's
like
poker,
the,
there's log cutting tournaments.
There's like a
but that would have never
domino
existed
shows
ever.
Yeah.
Ever back then.
No, that's true. That's true. They've gained more of a respect, I'd say, definitely. Yeah. But it's also like, I don't know, because of that, I feel like it's definitely lost like the childlike charm.
Yes, all video games have blood and gore in them now, most of the time.
Yeah. Was Ninja Gaiden that? I mean, I feel like Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden. Was Ninja Gaiden that much of an adult game back then? Because like kids are playing.
Not back then.
No.
Not back then.
I didn't think so.
You couldn't sell a game that was like gritty back
That's
then.
True. That's a good point. You ever see those like sex games back then? Like Custard Revenge?
Yeah, man. That was Atari.
That was
Atari. Stroker?
What?
Stroker?
Never saw. Oh, was that the one where like there's girls? You're the girl and you're catching like cum?
No. This is the one where you're just trying to masturbate as quick as possible.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
People got off on that. Think about how weird that is.
Yeah, I think that's weird to masturbate to a game that where you're trying to
stroking
masturbate.
Stroking a dick.
Trying to masturbate.
That's weird, right?
That's weird. That's weird. That's like Inception. It's like, oh man.
It's like Strokeception.
So much strokes.
So many strokes. Stroking. We have to go deeper. Obvious joke is obvious.
Obvious joke.
So yeah, it was fine.
I thought it'd be
a lot more cringy, a lot more funny
really
to watch.
It was funny to watch though. Like there were some pretty dumb moments.
There was a lot of dumb moments
acting with each other.
But I feel like it tricked you into thinking like, okay, there's Mac and Me status of like, this is made by McDonald's for McDonald's.
Yeah.
This movie tricked you enough into thinking it was an actual legitimate.
Cause there wasn't that much like. Besides the plot of the main plot, like, yeah. There wasn't a lot of video games in it. It was most characters interacting with each other.
That's a good point. Other.
It was just a road trip movie in the end.
It was a road trip movie.
With, you know, video games sprinkled throughout. It wasn't like McDonald's sprinkled everywhere.
That's a good point.
They didn't have a dance scene in the center of Nintendo World or whatever.
That's true. I feel like near the end, it becomes very like heavy Nintendo stuff, though.
That's true.
I would like to watch this. Yeah.
I didn't forget Super Mario Bros. 3. It's a new game.
That's true. It's a new game. And it came out around the time the movie did.
Yeah.
So I guess my question too is like,
why did you tell me to remember that?
Because of the fact.
Oh, the warp.
How do you know what the fucking warp?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. I won't hit you again. It was fine. I guess my real question too is like, if we were to sit down and watch this movie together and we were to like check off how many times they mentioned Nintendo or any other product, do you think the list would be very high? Do you think it'd be a very high list of?
Be higher than most movies.
Yeah, you think so?
But I don't know if it's Mac and Me high.
Yeah, you don't think so?
I don't think it's a fact where an alien has to only drink soda
Coca-Cola.
To live.
Yeah, that's true. Was it Pepsi or Coke? I can't remember.
I can't remember. Probably Coke.
If you haven't seen Mac and Me,
don't.
Watch at least once. You have to watch at least once.
Watch it with friends.
Watch it with friends. Don't watch it alone. If you watch it alone, it's very sad.
Yeah.
And by alone, I don't mean like alone with friends online. Like if you watch it all by yourself with no external stimuli whatsoever, it's very disappointing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's
but
a bad movie.
If you want friends, you should go to our Facebook page and, visit our Facebook page, visit our Twitter. And if you enjoy listening to us, because we're your friends, go to our iTunes page, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review.
Write us a review. We'll read it on the air. Still haven't got one yet. Or maybe we have, but I haven't looked. Oopsies.
Hopefully not. What if we get a review and it's just like a bunch of like really racist like
things? I'll read it.
You'll read it.
Fuck it, dude.
Fuck it.
It's for the show.
It's for the show. It's for the show.
For the show.
For the show.
For the show. I'll maybe censor myself.
I will go all the way to California and go to Universal Studios for this show.
Also email us. Email at the
other podcast. Oh yeah, email at the other podcast.
I know it's really hard to find movies that we both haven't seen. Actually, it's really not. But
we still have a whole
there's
list.
A lot of movies. Yeah. The meme has been around a while.
This is one of the longest movies that we've like put off. So
yeah. We wanted to watch this a while ago.
We did.
You know what? Kind of worth it. Pretty good.
I'm very happy
Pretty
we
good.
Watched it.
Pretty good.
I had a good time.
Good palate cleanser off the last two.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. Should we watch another like lighthearted film, do you think?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll
look into the list.
We'll see, won't we, audience?
We'll see. We go to California.
California! Good night, everybody. Gonna fucking eat that mic.
Eat that mic like that.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of The Wizard.
I watched second half of The Wizard.
And this is the other half.